10.9. The world's number one habit, chewing gum. Part 1.
This week on Worldly Wise, we look at the world's most common habit, chewing gum. Yes, chewing gum. Every year, 374 trillion sticks of chewing gum are made. And we chew 100,000 tons of it. So why do we do it? And how many of us know what it's made of?
Excuse me, I see you are chewing gum.
Yeah.
And do you have any idea what it's made of?
Made of? Nah, I've never thought about it.
What about you? Do you know?
No idea. Rubber maybe?
And do you know who invented it?
The Americans?
Yeah, the Americans. I bet it was invented in the US.
And finally, tell me, why do you chew it?
Why?
I don't know. It's cool. It's cool to chew gum.
It's something to do.
Cool or not, chewing gum isn't made of rubber. And it wasn't invented by the Americans. It was invented by the Swedes. The Swedes, I hear you say? But listen to Lillian Wood, a chewing gum expert. Lillian, welcome.
Thank you. Well, the history of chewing gum goes back thousands of years. In Sweden, in 1993, a skeleton of a teenage boy was found. This boy was 9,000 years old, and in his mouth was some gum. It was made of tree sap and honey. And this is the first known chewing gum.
That's amazing. Perhaps we've always needed to chew things. After all, babies are born wanting to chew. They put everything into their mouths. So, Lillian, why do we chew gum?
We chew to clean our teeth and freshen our breath, but also just because we like chewing. It keeps us calm.
Yeah, keep calm and chew gum.
Yes, the ancient Greeks chewed a gum called mastica. It's a type of tree sap. The Greeks thought it was good for the health and it made the breath sweet smelling. We also know that in the first century AD, the Mayan Indians in South America enjoyed chewing gum. They chewed a tree sap called chicle. They wrapped it in leaves and put it in their mouths.
The first packet of chewing gum.
Yes, indeed. The first packet of gum.